Sister Helen Alford, you're a consultant, is that right, to the Pontifical Justice and Peace Council?
Yes.
And you're here attending the plenary assembly. Tell us a little bit about the theme for this meeting.
The meeting as a plenary has a number of aims. The main topic was a discussion around one of the notes that the Pontifical Council had produced some time ago on this question of picking up of the number 67 and Caritas in Veritate, this idea of the world political authority, although it wasn't so much about that issue, it was more about the oversight of the international financial system, but it was connected with the world political authority idea as well.
This is a theme that has been brought up by previous popes as well, isn't it? It's not quite new to Caritas in Veritate.
Yes. For instance, we're just coming up to the 50th anniversary of Parchimenteris, and this theme will come up again because John the 23rd in Parchimenteris deals with it. So it's a continuation of an idea that the popes have been developing, really in the period when international cooperation has been developing. So it's normal that the social teaching is following the way in which things are going in society, commenting on it, helping to guide it, direct it. So it's natural that this theme should have emerged in this period.
It's quite a controversial idea, isn't it? Many call it utterly utopian. What's your view on it?
Well, it's interesting because I think one of the things that came out in this plenary session is the need to be both able to imagine a world that's different, but also not to be at all unrealistic about getting there. I think we need to hold both of these things in tension, and they both emerged in the meeting. On the one hand, we need to think about a world order that really does put the human being at the centre, which really does try to promote the common good. And, you know, a lot of political thinkers in the past have argued that without some kind of authority, which may be organised not as a world government, I think that's off the agenda, but as a set of institutions that can be promoting the common good, somehow we need this kind of thing. But a lot of people were also saying, but this idea is not at all realistic. It's not on the agenda of the international institutions. And that's also a very important point. So we need to be in this tension between realism and looking to a better order, looking to a better world. It's a bit like the situation of the church itself and the presence of Christ in the world. You know, it's a situation of already and not yet. We in some ways, we have the seeds of the kingdom, but we don't yet have the full kingdom of God on earth. But we have to keep working towards, you know, as Gaudium et Spes says, progress in this world is crucial also for the coming of the kingdom. So we shouldn't be just waiting for God's power to come. We have to do our bit to help those seeds of the kingdom already develop in the world today.
In practical terms, coming back to the very practical side of things, some talk about a reform, for example, of the IMF or the World Bank. Others talk about the need for something new, something different.
Well, I think one of the things that came up in this plenary was some reference to statements that the current Pope has made, which indicate that probably the most realistic strategy at the moment is to look for reform of the current institutions. It doesn't mean that the idea of replacing is completely off the agenda, but probably the most realistic strategy is reform. Of course, this is very difficult. I'm not an expert of international institutions myself, so I don't really want to comment on the details of it. But I think just looking at it from somebody who thinks about social questions and is interested in this area, it seems to me a sensible proposal. Exactly how to put it into practice, we need to talk to the international relations and international law experts.
You are quite engaged, though, aren't you, in your work with situations beyond the boundaries of the church. I'm wondering how much is this people within the Catholic world talking to themselves, and how much does this idea have any traction outside the Catholic world?
Well, I think it's a very good question that you ask, because on the one hand, within the Catholic community, sometimes for good reasons and sometimes for bad, there's not a lot of knowledge about what people are doing in this area, that the fact that the church even has something to say about these issues often. And so I think there's a lot to do within the Catholic community. I wouldn't underestimate or undervalue that part of the discussion. outside, it's actually very interesting how interested people are. The former British ambassador to the Holy See, for instance, Francis Campbell, convinced the British government of how important the Holy See is in particular, and this pontifical council is a crucial part of the Holy See's work in this area, that how important the Holy See is on many important issues that are of value to the British government, such as international development, such as non-proliferation treaty renewal, questions of disarmament, questions of this changing ideas between intervention for humanitarian ends to this idea of responsibility to protect. There's a lot of discussion about this now. So a lot of international issues, they can see groups like the Foreign Office and the British government and other national governments, that collaborating with the Holy See makes a lot of sense. The Holy See brings another perspective, which is very valuable. One of the things that the Pope says in Caritas in Veritate is that the world suffers for a lack of ideas. And that's one of the main things the Holy See can do, is inject ideas, because the Holy See doesn't have any national interest. And all the other governments who are dealing with these issues have their national interest. They have to protect and promote their national identity, their national role. The Holy See can really be independent of that and really talk about the main fundamental ideas and keep those on the agenda. So although often you don't hear a lot about Holy See in these big treaty negotiations or at the UN, the background work that's going on, done by the nuncios, done by the diplomatic service, done by key experts that they're bringing, is really, really important, really fundamental. And I think, you know, the Catholic Church has a huge role to play in these international institutions.
Do you see any practical examples of where this injection of ideas is really leading to very practical, positive consequences? Can you give us any examples, perhaps, of where you have seen this in action?
I mean, the area that I work on more is to do with ethics in business. And I can tell you, in that level, there's a lot of things that are happening. There's recently been a whole series of journal issues that go out to a lot of academics and business practitioners on different religious traditions and business. Because more and more people in the business world are recognizing, if we want to have a business that's more ethical, one that doesn't get in the crisis position that is, we have to draw on religious traditions. Okay? We cannot just ignore what is the fundamental source for most people in the world of their ethical behaviour. We have to bring this into the workplace. Now, of course, we have to do this in a way that respects the diversity of belief. But we can also find, for instance, one of the ways is common grounds between the different belief systems. Here we have at the plenary Juan Somavia, who recently finished as the Secretary General of the International Labour Organization. One of the things he did when he was there was organize a report, which is on the ILO website, called Convergences Between Different Religious Traditions and This Idea of Decent Work, that the ILO has been trying to promote for a long time now. And so it has very interesting elements to it. It's got the Christian element, it's got the Buddhist, it's got the Muslim, it's got another tradition as well, Jewish tradition. And so it's got four religious traditions and how they converge in supporting the decent work agenda, which is so important when you think about how many people, especially in poor countries, but not only, face very complex situations at work. Human rights are not respected at work. And if we can bring the religious traditions in, and if managers who are in these situations can see that their faith tells them something about how they should treat their working people, you begin to see the potential here for bringing a religious tradition, a religious view in to help deal with real problems. And it's often the Catholics. I mean, Juan Somavia is a Catholic. It's often the Catholics who are the ones bringing this interreligious view to bear on these issues, which makes them much more powerful. The Christian view is there, but so is the others. So we're respecting the fact that all people are searching for the truth. All people are looking to respect dignity in their traditions. We have to try to use all that's good there, all the presence of God that's there, to support the defence of the human person in sometimes extremely violent and difficult and degrading situations. So, I mean, those would be some examples of how these things are going forward. Sometimes they seem a bit detached when we're talking about international organisations from the people on the ground. But then we also have other things that are going on in the ground. For instance, the Pontifical Council recently published a document called The Vocation of the Business Leader, Now, that document has been used now by a lot of business schools. It's gone out to a lot of associations of business leaders. It's going even into parishes and this kind of thing. It's been translated into a lot of different languages, with the idea being to connect the social teaching to what a business leader does and having an impact to that. So, I mean, I think we need to see the church is acting at lots of different levels because they're all important. We have the personal level up to the UN level, and we try to do whatever we can to reinforce the positive movements that are occurring at all these different levels.